The following recording is copyright 2013, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
My favorite response to any mention of plans that we, things we plan to do, is God willing. If you say to me, see you tomorrow, I'll say, God willing. I wasn't raised with this phrase. I learned it from my parishioners, who in such situations would respond, si Dios quiere, meaning if God wants, or primero Dios, God first. Since I am God's servant, his will takes precedence over what I want. Arabic speakers say inshallah, which means exactly the same thing. In this sense, we are, perhaps without knowing it, much closer to believing Muslims than to secular Americans who put doing their own will ahead of doing what God requires, for instance, in issues of morality. All of the events of Holy Thursday are linked to the question of putting God's will ahead of our own. If doing God's will were easy, it wouldn't lead to a cross. So it is very significant that it is in this context that Jesus instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist, the worthy reception of which requires death to self. Jesus died to himself long before he died on the cross. At the Last Supper, Jesus was conscious of the fact that the original Passover meal, described in today's first reading, was followed by the death of the firstborn of all the houses of Egypt. The awful price to be paid to break Pharaoh's stranglehold on their oppressed nation. But the resulting liberation of the Hebrew slaves was not an emancipation, but rather a transfer of ownership. They had belonged to Pharaoh, whom the Egyptians regarded as a god. And so they had to do Pharaoh, their master's, will. Now they belong to the true God and have to do God's will. They were now his people. They belonged to him, and he was their God, and a jealous God at that. And the law God handed down on Mount Sinai revealed what their true divine master required of anyone who wanted to belong to his chosen people. What the ancient Passover celebrated for a single nation, Jesus fulfilled, transcended, and extended to the entire human race. This new Passover, instituted by Jesus at the Last Supper in today's second reading, was followed by the death of the firstborn, not of Egypt, but the firstborn of all creation, the Son of God himself, which was the awful price paid to break Satan's stranglehold on every nation, not just Israel. Moreover, our liberation by Jesus was not a transfer of ownership. He really set us free. But we won't stay free for long unless we use that freedom as God intends, embracing the salvation Jesus offers us and living according to God's will as Jesus reveals it to us. And if we do so, we become his very body, so intimately united to Jesus that when he embraces the cross, we embrace our cross with him. When he dies, we die with him. And so having died with him, he promises that we will share in his resurrection as well. Jesus offers up his body and blood in every Eucharist, which is the sacrament of his death to self and of his enduring presence among us. And he invites us to join our own sacrifice of self to his, offering up our body and our blood to the Father from this same altar, united to the body and blood of Jesus. In John's version of the Last Supper, in today's gospel, Jesus washed the feet of his disciples to remind us that the union we claim with Jesus is genuine only if it leads to a life of humble service. Not just a good moral life and a few good deeds here and there, but rather an entire life lived in such a way that humble service becomes second nature to us, which we rejoice so clearly to see in the life and example of Pope Francis. This certainly applies to the priesthood, which Jesus instituted today, saying, "Do this in memory of me," to his apostles. But his message is not just for priests. It applies to all of us, because by saying amen at the end of the Eucharistic prayer, we're saying, I agree, not merely I believe. And you agree to unite yourself, your body and soul, your body and blood to that of Jesus, united at the altar. Many people think that the Hebrew word amen means I agree. But it's not just something from your head. It means, many people think it means I believe. It's not just something, it's I agree. Okay, so you're agreeing with it. Okay, and so you're not merely acknowledging the truth of the concepts of the words recited in the Eucharistic prayer, but rather you are committing yourself, a response of your whole self, and in particular, a commitment of your will. By saying amen at the end of the Eucharistic prayer, you agree to do God's will in all things, putting God's agenda ahead of your own. And God willing, you'll do it. Primero Dios.